Welcome back to the Long Spoon Podcast, where each episode is an invitation, not just to read, but to reflect, rethink, and rework how you show up in life. I'm your host, Silas Grant, and today we're going to dive into book number 15 for me of 2025, which is called Growth Hacker Marketing by Ryan Holiday. Now, this isn't your typical marketing book. In fact, the whole point of the book is to relay the message that typical marketing is no longer the point at all. Ryan Holiday, who wrote the book, opened the book with a wake-up call. He tells a story about coming across a blog post by an entrepreneur named Andrew Chin. In the blog post, Chin predicted that traditional marketing roles, especially in leadership, were on the chopping block. And this is because a brand new breed of thinkers, growth hackers, they're called, was emerging. And these weren't just marketers. These were coders, engineers, strategists, people who don't need big budgets to make big waves. And these growth hackers were using A/B testing, landing pages, email deliverability, and viral mechanics to reach users. The goal was not to dazzle the users with commercials, but really to engineer attention and to build movements with tiny budgets. And there was a really big statement that was made early on in the book. To paraphrase, the statement was that the madmen were going against the mathmen, and the mathmen won. And that madmen references to the television show Mad Men that talked about generations ago the way marketing and advertising went. And this ushering in of mathmen was a generation of marketers and advertisers who used science and math to, again, engineer that attention and build those movements. One of the things the book talked about was now in this modern age, some of the worst marketing decisions you could make. And one of them is trying to make a product that nobody in the market wants. And so Ryan Holiday reminded us that if, you know, you're trying to sell, you need to make sure that people would talk about what you're offering. And for me, I take notes on these books when I read them. And one note that I took down was that growth hacking is not about growing sales or market share. It's really about growing the product itself. And when you grow a product, that means that you're cultivating it so that it can meet the needs of people, that you're not force feeding the products with these big launch events like we used to do. And so Holiday gives some examples. He talked about companies like Instagram and Airbnb and how they didn't start perfectly, but they did what was called product market fit, PMF, which is this idea of tweaking relentlessly the product that you have. Amazon, as an example in the book, Ryan Holiday stated that Amazon would famously have their teams write press releases before the product was even built. And they wanted to simulate how the product would be received. And so they were thinking on the front end of how the product would be received on the back end. A lot of things stuck with me, but that in particular, writing a press release even before the product was marketed to the market was really important. Again, that stuck with me. It reminded me of another book that I read, The Lean Startup, where they had this reverse logic they talked about. They would ask the question, what would make this product fail? And that was a hard question, but a powerful one, because on the front end, we get so excited about products as they are before we actually introduce them to people. And so the question of what would make this product fail allows you to put yourself in the mind of the person that would be actually using the product. And so your product is not going to be for everyone, and your marketing shouldn't be for everyone either. And in many instances, we have to ask ourselves, who would be the early adopters of this product that we are trying to offer? Where do they gather? You know, how do we serve them specifically? And sometimes we get this mindset that the world is one big society. But Ryan Holiday in the book details that today the world is really a collection of smaller and smaller communities. This is also something that I read in the book called The Dip, where Seth Godin said, you don't have to be best in the world, but you have to be best in your world for your people. And growth hackers are not in place to build brands. They're in place to build armies. You want to have these loyal, fired up communities that are looking to spread the word about the thing that you're creating. One example of that was in the book, Holiday talked about another author who actually previewed his book to 900 people. It's a book called Hooked. And he previewed it to 900 people before the book was published. They bought it, literally purchased the book. They made edits. And then, strangely enough, or maybe not so strangely enough, they began to evangelize the book. Why? Because they were a part of the process. They had an opportunity to see it first. They gave edits. He implemented the edits in the book. And they had skin in the game. And that was one example of a growth hacking tactic where you take a little less than 1,000 people, you give them a chance to make all the red ink marks they want to make, and it then becomes a part of their life, and their life becomes a part of the book. They're embedded in the process. They feel married to it. Now you've got 900 people who not only are marketing the book for free, but they actually paid to get the book up front. As the book goes on, he talks about virality and how going viral is not just something that happens. It's something that, you know, people spend years and decades trying to figure out. And your product has to provoke people and give them a reason to share it. So many of us, we go online and we ask people, hey, can you post this on Facebook? Can you tell your friends? Can you refer a neighbor? And it doesn't work like that. The secret sauce, as Holiday mentions in the book, is that you have to make it feel like it's not a favor. People have to feel like they're doing you a favor by sharing it because they see how valuable it is. And so you've got to create something that's naturally spreadable. But virality is different today because, again, as the book stated, we're not in one big world. It's just a collection of smaller and smaller communities. And you got to find the community that wants to be associated with what you have. And so the idea is that you want to build an army of loyalists that are going to remain engaged. And they need to have the energy that you want them to have to be able to spread that word. And so as the book goes on, Holiday talks more about engagement and how growing is meaningless if people don't stick around. If you've got a water hole or you got a hole in the bucket and water's flowing right through it, you're never going to retain that water. And that's the way that he describes growth without engagement in the book. In order to disrupt or improve, you've got to be willing to do it. And there's an expense that comes along with it. And most of the time, in order to disrupt or improve anything, you first have to disrupt or improve yourself. And if you don't take the time to disrupt and improve yourself, your systems, and then the product that you have to offer, somebody else is going to do it. And they're going to beat you to the market. And it's going to be at your expense. And that's not just business advice. That's life advice. So I found that to be very, very profound. In the book, he also gives some tips, maybe solutions you call them, for building platforms. And he talked about using giveaways and building email lists, and then using the data you've captured and becoming curious with the data to figure out how people operate. Again, early in the book, he talks about finding that tribe, finding out where they are, how they spend money, who they talk to, who they like being around, all those things. And so there was a quote that stood out to me in the book, and it said, anything that gets customers is marketing. So it's not just the ads, not just the slogans, but it's really about what they are attracted to and what retains their attention. All of that is marketing. As I finished the book and the book came to an end, there was another piece of the text that really stood out to me. And it says, success doesn't come from vague mass marketing anymore. It comes from a deep understanding, a real understanding of a defined group of people. And you have to go on to serve that defined group relentlessly. And so a big takeaway for me is that we have to stop looking at the world as if it's one big world, but it's really a series of communities that are loosely connected, but they each have their own defined sort of makeup. The book itself was a growth hack. Ryan Holiday, who wrote this book, wrote about growth hacking, but he took the minimum viable product of this book and he released it. And then he created a full version of the book. And so that in essence is an example of growth hacking. The version that's available on the market today, there was a much smaller version of this book. And he decided to test the concept before putting it out as a full version. He was living what he was preaching, this idea that marketing is not just about having these campaigns and commercials, but it's really about fine-tuning a product and fine-tuning it according to the needs of a specific group. What is, I guess, the spoonful here around growth hacker marketing, right? Marketing is no longer a department, it's a mindset. And if you're building something, a brand, a book, a business, or even a new version of yourself, your job is to test, tweak, and connect with the people who need what you have to offer. It's not about mass appeal. It's about resonance. And it's about finding your people and building the army that you need to support the product that you're bringing to fruition. So that's it for me for now. Thank you all for listening to The Long Spoon once again. Highly recommend this book, Growth Hacker Marketing by Ryan Holiday. It's a quick read, but the mind shift is permanent. Thank you guys for always listening. I also have the Patreon page at patreon.com/SILASGRANT. That's patreon.com/SilasGrant. That's where I have the extended version of the written notes that I took. You get a chance to see what stood out to me, what I'm retaining in my notes, and how I plan to use the book to be able to benefit my life. So thank you guys as always for listening. Until next time, take care.